Hey guys, I'm Mark Potter. Welcome to another episode of Brushstrokes, a podcast powered by Canvas Magazine. Guys, today's episode is brought to you by Conduit Incorporated. Visit www.conduit-inc.com for all your custom content needs. If they ain't biting, catch them with content. So guys, today I thought I would take a few minutes and give you one of my precious monologues, if you will. We had a wonderful podcast last week with Carla Johnson, who talked a lot about being human and gaining some experiences. And we've got another one coming up in a couple weeks with Amy Kay, who's a wonderful author. And that conversation is going to be out of this world. So I thought I would sandwich it in between a little monologue of myself because, you know, we are crazy busy these days and very blessed to be busy. But also when you're busy and you're talking to people and you're engaging people and you're interviewing people, you know, you do get what Carla was talking about, and that is those experiences, and you get insight and data and perspective, and we're missing that. And I feel like it's important that we all are actively out there engaging without any real motivation. You know, you have to unsell on some level. So I think that's critical. I think we have to be marketing-based, market-oriented. And, you know, our industry, other industries have really, really kind of beaten up the marketing role. And I'm not really sure why marketers get so little respect in general, or that marketing process gets so little respect. But think about it. CEOs wonder how marketers spend their time. You know, the CFO probably sits around and considers or thinks about, worries about how the marketer spends the company's money. The sales team probably thinks marketers are too far out there, too abstract, you know, too theoretical, and don't really understand what's happening out on the street. And maybe they don't think they're, you know, really focused on the immediacy of the business. But I would tell you that that might be one of our issues, right? That we are so focused on the immediacy of our business. You know, even the production departments probably worry about what, you know, marketing is doing. They want the machines to run, that type of thing. So listen, the root of the problem is that for decades now, marketing hasn't been seen to be delivering what I would say is a competitive advantage. And if you think about back in the day of mass media and all these huge mass brands, and marketing strategic contribution has really kind of been diminished over time. And so the function, specifically the marketing function, has become increasingly tactical. You know, it's been more about sales support or moving the needle just a little bit. And you know, only to see that advantage go away, you know, a quarter later or half a year later. So, you know, you have to kind of start to think of the reasons your company is or is not reliably and consistently more profitable than its rivals, you know, and you know, many of those things are marketing oriented. It's because we have been so product dominated since, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago that, you know, maybe we aren't as market-based or don't have that cornerstone philosophy or cornerstone or backbone to our business, which is market-based, you know, that the company inherently has a core marketing function. So, but with that said, guys, you know, I only bring that up because I think marketing is seeing a resurgence. I think that the biggest brands in the world, like Apple and Coca-Cola and even Google, they're all really marketing companies, not really, really about technology. I always believed that Apple was the greatest marketing company on earth because, you know, it wasn't really about the software. It was that they chose to stand with the creatives. And years later, they've got a rabid following. So, you know, once you're an Apple person, you're essentially an Apple person. So that's being market. That's choosing sides. That's saying, look, this is, you know, our whole value proposition is around the customer as opposed to the product. So that's where customer advantage lies, right? It's all about customer information, and your success, our success is really centered around that. It's all based on how deep of an engagement we can have, how empathetic and understanding we can be around clients. So, you know, I think, and don't get me wrong, I don't think the marketing resurgence is limited to the technology world. I think this resurgence around marketing is pretty far reaching and can go to printing and the balloon industry, whatever it is. It's all about being market-based as opposed to being product-based. And so you've heard me say that many times before. You've heard me say that the industrial age is over. And I think nobody would really argue that. But what I concern myself with is, are we still using the same recipes of engagement? Are we still focused on the best product, you know, squeezing a point out of a level of quality that can be replicated a day later? Or are we focused more on defining ourselves on the market and what makes people tick? And that's the question for all of us, you know, all of us as executives, as stewards of this industry and of our business, we have to ask ourselves, you know, where is our mindset? Is it on the immediacy of the moment? Is it on the products? Are we still trained, or are we still using the same things that we're conditioned to do from the industrial age? Or are we opening up our minds, our eyes, and seeing things different, going, you know what, I have to be defined by the marketplace. I have to be defined by the community. So that's what I want you guys to kind of grapple with as we push through this summer. And that is that it is all a mindset, and it's easy to talk about. It's really easy to kind of sit here and chime on about the basic premise that you got to move from a product-oriented mindset to a community-based mindset, but it's a lot harder to do. And I would suggest to you that to get more bang for your buck, if you will, and for marketing in general to keep gaining respect, you've got to go out and talk to people, and you've got to do it without selling anything. You've got to have experiences. You've got to go chronicle those experiences. Look, that's what we do. You know, that's what publishing and custom content is all about. And it allows you to go have experiences. It allows you to ask questions, naive questions, and learn without trying to sell anything. And a funny thing happens along the way is that, you know, people start to know you for it. I had a long time ago, I had a trainer, sales trainer, say to me, I have a trick for you to become the most popular person in the room. And his trick was, he used to go to cocktail parties, and he said he would leave essentially being really, really well thought of. And all he did was ask questions, and he never, ever talked about himself. And he said the funny thing is that nobody ever asked him. You know, they would say, oh, I really like that guy. And you know, they might think to themselves, I wonder what he does. It seems so remedial, but when you go to that party and you're the one just asking all the questions and you're listening and then asking questions again, it seems odd. I know that I'm preaching to a sales and marketing community, yet in this day and age, we've lost a little bit of that. You know, it is really at our core, even though we've gotten really focused on the immediacy of the moment and selling product, at our core is engaging with others. The methodology has to change, though. And that means that, you know, maybe do use some sort of publishing process or some vehicle, if you will, that allows you to go uncover stories and talk to people and find out what makes them tick and then share it with the rest of the world. So I think it's a great time. It's a marketer's time. It is a resurgence for marketing. And that doesn't mean you have to have marketing in your title. It means that we have to be a market-based group. And so I just thought I would share, this is what's been burning up. You know, it's what kept me up last night and probably most nights. And that is that, you know, I really believe this. I've seen it firsthand. We're living it. You know, we're doing this stuff and we've created opportunity. And even some of our clients who are acting as media companies and publishers are creating new opportunities. So, and it's all based on just going out with a level of curiosity and creativity that is creating those opportunities. So I hope that you will embrace it. I hope you're having a wonderful summer and that you will go into the fall with great enthusiasm and that you're out there talking to people and that you're looking up from your devices and engaging the world and making that part of your everyday. I just wish that for you. I hope that we all can embrace it. So So I'm going to let you guys get back at it. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to listen. Stay tuned for another episode of Brushstrokes coming up in a couple weeks. Keep your eye out for what we call CFO, Canvas Features Online. We do that every other week, and we put out an article. Our August edition of Canvas, the printed version, will be out in a couple weeks. We go to press next week. And, you know, we continue to fight the battle and push the message, if you will. So, and part of that message is to be the buffalo, to push forward, to drive through the storm. So I hope you guys are all doing that and with great enthusiasm. So until next time, I really, really appreciate you guys listening. And I hope you do really well the rest of the year. So remember, this is a podcast powered by Canvas Magazine called Brushstrokes. This episode was brought to you by Conduit Incorporated. Visit www.conduit-inc.com. And with all your custom content needs, we are able to serve you. So again, have a wonderful summer and all the best. Take care.